getting ridiculous now. Like, you'll be stopped, like, going 5 miles an hour at the sheriff's office area, and it's that way all the way to I-15. This town is, it's just too much. Too many multi-family housing complexes going up everywhere, and each one of them adds another 300 freaking cars, and they just don't care. Hear me now? Oh yeah, just fine. Switch radios. Didn't have the antenna on there. Well, this radio sounds better than the one you're on now. I mean, they both sounded okay, but this one sounds better for sure.
Okay, the other one was the KG-1000. This is my Kenwood.
The audio clarity is better on this one. KG-1000 is, it's still Chinese. And I know it's the best Chinese radio to get, but it's still Chinese. The Japanese just always seem to outdo them on quality.
And the thing is I can pick up Kenwood or Yaesu radio, and I can program them. The Chinese ones, the 1000, and my handheld, they're just different logic, and it's just got to learn another platform, and it drives you nuts. Because the other ones, the Japanese ones, they kind of use the same logic, you can figure it out, but these are different.
Oh yeah, 100% accurate there. And so I'm in the same boat as you on that 100%. So what I do is I don't even try to program a Chinese one manually. I won't even try it. It's too complicated. So I just use a laptop or something like that to program them. But all three of the Japanese radios that you mentioned, yes, absolutely. You can just figure out how to program one of the, you know, a new frequency or something like that, or new repeater frequency in easily. It's easy to do. But it doesn't matter which Chinese radio it is, they just don't have it figured out. And I don't think they care either. You know, as long as you can hook up a laptop to it, that's all they care about.
Yeah, how does this one sound?
That one sounds just fine.
Okay, this is the 481, Kenwood.
Okay, that one sounds about the same as, is that a different Kenwood? Because it sounds about the same as the last one.
Yeah, it's a different one. It's just a monoband, 440, like you got in Jamie's car.
Yeah, I love that 481. That's a solid radio. So yeah, it sounds perfect. Sounds the same as the other Kenwood. that 481. It's perfect for her car, and that little ghost antenna, that's all she needs to, that way she doesn't have to take the antenna off when she drives through a car wash. Just leave it on.
Okay, now this is on a mag mount sitting on my toolbox.
Okay. Sounds perfect right now. There's no difference. But, I mean, I don't know if you changed the antenna or whatever, but or what you changed, but you sound exactly the same as what you did before.
I didn't change anything. The other one's got a external roof mount antenna on it.
Okay, so with the mag mount antenna, a couple of transmissions ago, as soon as you switched over to the 481, I did hear a little bit of static on a little bit, not bad, just barely. And I didn't hear that at all on the first Kenwood.
Yeah, I'm back on the first one. Well, that's because it's external antenna. So it probably got me loud and clear right now.
Oh yeah, it's rock solid, like we're right next to each other. Yep.
All right, you get through the light yet?
Yeah, still on 2700, I guess it's 2600. Yeah, now it's 2600 where I'm at. East of Washington, gonna head up to Fruitland. So yeah, it was a slow going process, but still slow, but probably just because there's more traffic than normal on this Friday, because everybody's off.
How's it going in the lab on the speeder side? Did you get it up and running, or what's the status?
Well, it's still up and running in the building that they're getting kicked out of. And in the new building, all we did is put Heliax connectors on the end of it. That's all John did. All John did all day was put Heliax connectors on. And then me and two other guys were out on the tower and doing some groundwork and prepping for stuff going up on the tower and all that. And so they're still up there. I left because after we were done mounting antennas on the tower, there was nothing for me to do anymore, so I just said I'm leaving. So there's like, let's see, there's John, Mel, and Sammy, and Mike. So there's four guys up there, and three of those four guys are going to be standing around, and John's going to be doing pretty much everything. So, because all there is left to do is put Heliax connectors on the end of Heliax, and it'll be like six different sections of that, and then they'll have to, you know, screw them onto the polyphasers and bring them in to where the rack is going to be for the radios, etc. So, anyway, they'll still be there till, I'll bet they don't leave there till 5 o'clock.
I guess they'll probably have to be making more trips up there to get it all done and move all the equipment from one building to another.
Yeah, they don't even have access to the other building to get it out, so they'll have to, when they get everything ready in this new building, which is the stone's throw away from the old building, then they'll finally have to arrange for the BLM to open the building, let them get their equipment out, and then put it in the new building. And when you pull the equipment out, you would basically just walk to the new building, because it's just, they're just right next to each other, you know, stone's throw away from each other. They might throw it all in the back of a truck, but the truck would only travel a short distance and then unload it again. But yeah, they've got at least two more full days worth of work, and then they should be able to flip the switch and turn it on in the new building, and you won't know any different.
Good then.
Mount Harrison's gonna get a new Yagi antenna. that was in the back of one of the trucks there. One of the guys that's there helping out, Mike is his name, he runs the Mal Harrison site. I don't know his call sign, but good dude. Yeah, he runs the Mount Harrison site, and so John and Mel gave him a new Yagi for up there. It's like an enclosed Yagi. It's the same exact antenna that we installed on the promontory site for the intertide, the Link Yagi, where it has a fiberglass cover built over top of the Yagi, so that you can't see the elements. They're all inside the fiberglass. It's one of those. That's gonna head up to Mount Harrison. And the system just keeps on improving and expanding, I guess.
Good. Yeah, sounds like they got more people coming in to help them with it too.
Yep, exactly. That's a good thing. Because, Doug Pelley wants me to go help him down south somewhere. I don't know, central part of the state. They want me to go help him down there. I don't mind, but I don't really have all that much free time like some of those guys do.
Yeah, most of them are retired. But, yeah, they're scattered across the country, up and down the Wasatch Front, Arizona. Makes it a little tough to get them to.
Yeah, if they could just get the Kerchunkers to quit, then it'd be a lot better. Didn't hear too many this morning. John had his handheld on, listening to the Holbrook site, because it's still operational, which, like I said, was a stone's throw from where we were working at. But he was listening to the Holbrook site. And there wasn't anybody on it until close to noon.
Into it on and off, and it's not as busy as it used to be. I thought I'd be more busy on a holiday weekend.
Yeah, kind of thought so too. Oh boy, I got a new stop sign on my road here. I get so used to driving down a certain street for 20 years, and then they throw up a new stop sign, it catches you off guard. So if you had a block up the street from my house, they put a new stop sign in only a couple of days ago. It catches me off guard every time because you're not used to it. But alrighty, pulling in the driveway. Guess I'll figure out what I gotta do to this truck. Hopefully it's just a starter. Been nice chatting with you. Made my commute better coming home. We'll talk to you soon. 9:36.
Alright, take care. WRUZ 365.
783, this is Cole. I can read you loud and clear.
On my end, really staticky. You're really staticky.
This is better.